I do believe in momentum, and I do believe in confidence, and I do believe in series shifting things, and I do believe we might have an opportunity for that, provided you can get tonight, which nobody should assume is a given by any stretch of the imagination.
No, absolutely not. Well, my God in heaven.
Oh, goodness.
Sweet Lord.
We can't even get out of our chair without...
You were so quiet and smooth.
I know.
And then you yanked the cord out of the wall.
God, I'm an idiot.
You should have.
Idiot.
We have Corby on the wireless mic now.
You should have just yelled Aunt Frank real loud.
It is louder out here. I just want to let you know.
Yeah, it is.
See if you can find Aunt Frank again.
All right, I'm not going to find Aunt Frank. There's no way. Hang on, let me work, and then I'll get a photo. Weird question from the guy. Weird question. Wow. This is pretty nuts out here. So there is a... Man, the line to get in the actual arena.
Yeah, they have a blue carpet laid out for the line to get in.
Yeah, for sure. Well, there's a guy with a Denver Nuggets shirt on. So
what?
We've seen so far, the two oddest shirts so far are the guy with the Texas Longhorns jersey. Now, granted, he did have a Mavericks hat on, and now the Denver Nuggets jersey. The Mile High City jersey.
Maybe he pre-bought his final tickets.
Yeah.
Write him a ticket.
He doesn't deserve to be talked to, does he?
No.
Yeah.
He's
okay.
That guy.
Yeah.
We don't
really
talk to that guy.
So to set it up for people that are not here, they have set up the blue carpet, and the blue carpet is adorned from the beginning of the plaza on Nowitzki Way where the statues are, Madonna and Dirk. They've set it up all the way down there to the bottom. And then they have these cardboard cutouts, or really they're not cardboard, they're more wooden cutouts of every player on the Mavericks. And so everybody is walking up here and taking pictures and enjoying the scene and all that good stuff. Oh, wow, look at this. Okay, hang on. You guys. Wait.
That's why I'm winner,
no way.
But let's go Mavs.
They're back.
Okay. She going home crying.
Okay, well, let's back up here. Daughter, mom, what's mom's name?
Carla.
Carla and daughter?
I'm Candace.
Candace. Okay, how did this happen? Because daughter is wearing a Boston Celtics jersey. Mom is wearing a Luka jersey. So how did this happen? Let's go to daughter first.
She decided to be a Mavericks fan, and I was born into the Celtic way of life.
What does that even mean? Where are you born?
I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio.
And she flew in, especially for the game.
So how did you become, seriously, how did you end up being a...
I've always been a Celtics, since Larry Bird.
Since Larry Bird?
Larry Bird, I've always been a Celtics fan.
You understand you're like one of the few...
Paul Pierce, the best era of the Celtics.
One of the few black lady Larry Bird fans that we have.
She loved Boston, she loved all of them, but she's going home crying tonight.
Now wait, mom, are you from Dallas?
I've relocated here from Cincinnati.
Okay, how long have you lived here?
12 years.
Okay, so you're all in Mavs now.
All in.
What a
all
shame.
The time.
What a shame.
Now, okay.
Her loss.
Who bought these tickets? Mom, did you buy them? Or?
No, that's not in the budget, but we partying right over here.
Okay.
We partying right over here at Heroes. You can check on us later.
Okay.
I'm still in the party vibe.
Promise I will.
Okay,
They weren't in Boston, were they, Corby?
Were you guys in Boston? You weren't in Boston, too, were you?
No.
Okay.
In Ohio.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, welcome to town. Welcome. Yeah, I'm glad that you're a Mavs fan. You, I don't really know, but that's okay.
What a shame.
I know. You think it's sweep?
Where's my broom?
Hey, did you hear the latest news?
She can't take over this interview. We're winning the next two, and then we're going to Boston, and I will be in there for the next watch party.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you know KP's not playing.
I know.
He's out.
That doesn't make a difference, though. We've got a superstar team.
You don't even need him, do you?
We don't even need him.
Who needs him? All right.
It's a sweep
indeed. We'll see you guys. Wow. The mother.
Because remember, we ran into that mother-daughter combo where the mom was a Mavs fan and the daughter was a Celtics fan. You remember that?
Yeah, I totally do.
Boston with the giant hat?
Yes. Yeah. Do you guys want Mavs?
But they're not the only mother-daughter combo.
No, they were on our flight up there, too.
Yes, they were.
Do you want Mavs or Celtics? Because now the Celtic fan is starting to roll in here.
You know what? I got my fill of Celtics fans.
Are you sure?
Over the weekend.
I don't remember seeing any of them.
I feel like we got quite a few of them.
Yeah. All right, let's walk over here.
We need a charge of optimism.
Okay, well, let's walk over here by our broadcast booth. There's a whole bevy of ladies here. Hi, guys. Oh, sorry. How are we doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's your name?
Amanda.
Amanda, are you a big Mavs fan?
I'm a big Mavs fan.
Big. Have you heard the KP news that Porzingis isn't playing tonight?
Have I heard a what?
Uh-oh. That Kristaps Porzingis is not playing. Do you know who KP is?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
We need a little backup, don't we?
Yeah, we do need a little backup.
So Kristaps Porzingis is out tonight for the Celtics.
Even better for us. Let's get this done, all right? We need to seal game three, all right?
Does Amanda not know who that is?
Has she ever heard the Boston song,
okay,
Amanda?
Though. I'm here. Samantha's here to help.
Okay, Samantha. Now, Amanda, are you aware of the Boston, the band song, Amanda?
I'm going to take you by surprise and make you realize, Amanda.
Hell yeah, Amanda.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Okay, all right. Was that like... Maybe you were named after that.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, that's too bad. What were you named after?
I don't even know.
You don't?
It was like a popular name in the 90s, early 90s.
Bad News Bears.
That's cool. Yeah, that's totally cool. So are you guys going to the game or are you just here for the big party?
Here for the party.
Are you? Where are you going to end up watching it?
Hero.
At Hero?
Yes, at Heroes, yeah.
Are you guys feeling good about the game?
We're feeling good energy. Good energy going into game three. Absolutely.
Positive energy.
We're not going 0-3, that's for sure.
No. See, Amanda, that's what I like about you, the positivity. Now, is this a good place to, like, hook up if you were into hooking up? Like, tonight, like, there's a big spirited crowd and guys and girls and oils and lotions.
There's probably lots of drunk men and women to hook up with, if that's what you're asking, yes.
Would that be something you would be interested in?
No, I'm a nice girl.
But it's game three. It's fun.
Yeah, what if they win?
No, what if we win? What if we win?
No, I'm a nice girl.
Oh, man. What a bummer. How about you, Samantha?
What a bummer. You're a slut.
A nice girl. Sometimes. But, yeah, tonight we'll be going home.
Tonight, no matter what. Tonight, you know what? Some people... Together. Hey, tonight people might just get pregnant. We just can't tell.
It won't be me, but yes.
Okay, all right. All right, well, good luck and everything. Dave, good luck tonight. Good luck.
We're swag surfing.
Not getting pregnant, all that stuff.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye, Amanda. Bye, Samantha. Take care. There they go. She wants to take you by the hand.
And make you understand.
Amanda. What time is it?
Swag.
6:10. You got a couple minutes.
Do I have time for one?
All right. Let's go find some other young Mavericks people. Let's walk over to the blue. Oh, here's a young...
Go over to the sparkly wall. See who's hanging out by the sparkly wall.
Here, let's see what's going on over here. Hi, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
Felicia.
Felicia.
Yes.
Hello, Felicia.
Hi.
Instead of bye, Felicia.
Yes.
Never heard that one.
Where are you guys from?
Grapevine.
Grapevine, okay. And are you going into the game?
We are. Where are you from?
I'm from Dallas with the Ticket radio station.
Love it. Okay.
You've heard of the Ticket?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's very
Love
cool.
Love it.
Are you feeling good about tonight?
Yes, I am feeling so good. Kristaps Porzingis is injured. We're on home court. Kyrie's going to come back and do great for us.
This is it, right? That's the best the best analysis I've heard yet.
We're ready.
Do you come to games often?
Yes,
are you?
We are quarter ticket season.
Your season ticket holders?
Hot dog. Yes.
We have quarter season.
Yeah, quarter season.
250,000 million.
Is this your family?
250,000. It's a father-daughter thing that we do.
Oh, that's so sweet. How old is daughter?
What was that?
How old is daughter?
30.
How long have you been coming to these games?
Forever.
So this is like your jam.
Yeah.
Were you all here with Dirk and all that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Jason Kidd, the three J's?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jamal. Yeah. We're all the three J's. Yeah, we were here.
Samaki Walker.
Samaki Walker.
Jamal.
Steve Nash was my first love.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Dan Marino.
It was mine.
Jason Kidd was? Yep. Well, it spans generations. Maybe you guys got a chance with both of them now.
Let's hope so.
Well, good luck tonight. Have fun. Enjoy it, father, daughter, mommy.
Who are you with, by the way?
I'm with the Ticket.
The Ticket? Oh, nice. Yeah. We listen to you guys.
All right, thanks, man. We'll see you.
Bye, Felicia.
See?
That's awesome. That was an exclusive.
By Felicia, indeed.
With I wonder Felicia. If they hate Tony Braxton for breaking up the three J's.
Probably so. Who doesn't around here, you know? Oh, look at all this Boston. There's a lot of Boston in here, man.
Yeah, we need to chase that out.
Seriously. I would hope if this game is successful, then game four is not going to be near as Boston-centric because they're going to be living in fear.
Maybe. We just got to get this one.
Yeah.
Don't let it. You know what, Boston? Don't let us get this one.
No.
Just don't.
No.
Yeah. if you know what's good for you.
What's up?
Gunner.
Oh, what's up, man?
How you been?
I'm very good. It's Gunner Rawlings. So what's your name?
Chris.
Hi, Chris.
But I also wanted to let you know Harvey Shart sends his regards.
Harvey?
Harvey Shart.
Oh, yeah, I do. I do. I do. That's a good one. That's a good reference point. All right, well, cool. We're out of time, so it's good to see you, Gunner. All right,
see
back
you,
to you.
All right, well, there you go. There is Corby on the scene at the PNC Plaza before Game 3. It is the Celtics and the Mavericks getting ready to go at the top of the hour. Our